People, and welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. It's me and Delali as usual, and we are back again with another episode of All Talk. With the title, Is My Relationship That Stupid? So I hope you guys enjoyed our last episode and everything and all that. So we'd like to thank everyone for just listening and just subscribing as always, and continue to support us. If you like to support us, just check the link below. You see the description. Sorry, just check the description below. You see the link. Then you just support either on Patreon or on PayPal. So, Delali, with this title, Is My Relationship That Stupid? Let me just start off. Many people I know are actually in a dumb relationship that sometimes I'm like, wait, you're in a relationship because the guy has money or anything, and the guy is not giving you that affection, or the lady is not giving you that affection, but you are still in it. You don't get sex, you don't get anything, but you are just in it. So just saying, with something like this, it's just stupid. Yeah, it's just stupid for me, because I don't know what you want in a relationship that you have to just break all your walls and the other person can't break his walls. So what do you have to say?
Well, you know, everyone goes into a relationship with his or her own needs. So we all don't go into a relationship with the same purpose. Everyone goes into a relationship with what they are looking for. For some, they go into relationships looking for partners who be able to meet their needs, mostly material or, you know, their financial needs. And then there are those who also go into relationships based solely on love.
Yes.
So they go into it looking for affection, you know, love, emotional support, and whatnot. So, you know, I think it's subjective. If someone goes into a relationship looking for affection, and then the partner is unable to, you know, to meet the person's, you know, requirements, then that person, you know, has every right to question and his or her relationship. But then, if for instance, I go into a relationship solely because I am looking for financial assistance or support from the other person, and then I am getting it and not getting the other things, then I have no reason to complain. Mm-hmm. Except that maybe after getting into it, you know, I start developing some sort of attachment, and then now I want the other things. But then, you know, the person is probably used to me just asking for, you know, the financial gains and not the other things. So now all they know is, well, for you, once you're given this, you're okay. So they don't see the reason why now you are requesting for the other things. You get it?
Yeah.
So yeah, basically it's what you go into it, the mindset you go into it in the first place. It's kind of affects the whole, it's kind of affects the whole thing.
So when we say, when like maybe in a relationship it turns toxic, because for me, I perceive it when it's like maybe the other partner or both partners can't even see eye to eye, or they are not even sleeping in the same bed, or maybe or even when they see themselves, it's like they've seen their arch rival or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a story. This is actually like a real life story. So they were this couple. They had been married for a couple of years, but unknown to outsiders, these people had not slept or were not sleeping in the same room for the past 10 years. So even though they're in the same house, they basically were living like strangers.
Yeah.
So for them, even, you know, for people outside, we all knew these people were, we knew them to be married couple, happily married couple. But I know really, without her knowledge, and you know, these people were like more like strangers in their own homes. And for them they were more concerned about what people, what outsiders, you know, will think if they divorced. So for them, you know, for them not to create the wrong impression. And then, you know, the man is quite prominent. Not prominent as in like very popular, but then he's known by people. And very respectable person in society. So for them to divorce, for everyone to hear of it, or for everyone to know that, well, you know, they were having marital problems, then they rather live in the same house but live in separate rooms. You know, everyone is allowed to do whatever he or she wants to do, but then we just continue living in the same house. So, you know, with such marriage or with such union, you question them. So now you are in the right to question the motives. You get it.
Even with that, you don't question it. It's just stupid. You just leave it. Because seriously, I think most people are trying to guard whatever they have so that they don't care. So that they don't, like, maybe like the outsiders or maybe people in their area will think, like they are very prominent, like what you were saying with their man, he's very prominent and all that.
Yeah.
You the lady, if you've not, you should be able to talk to your man. If he wants, please opt out of the marriage. Or if you guys will just maybe have like an open, let me say, relationship or marriage or something, that's cool. That's cool. Then you guys have maybe figured everything out, what you guys want to do. But if still, 10 years, nah.
But you know, there are people like that. There are people who are living in, there are people living in quote unquote stupid relationships.
Yeah.
But they are unable to leave because of, yes, one, personal gains. Two, because there is this level of uncertainty as to whether they would meet someone, someone better or close to whoever they are with now. So I read something on Twitter. I don't know if it's Twitter or Instagram, about a lady who weighs quite a lot. I think she weighs about 300 pounds or so, and then. She said she loves her husband. However, the main reason why she has been unable to leave the husband is the fear that if she leaves, is the uncertainty that she wouldn't be able to find someone who would love her for, you know, for who she is, her weight. You know, if you are weighing 300 pounds, then, you know, you weigh a lot. And if you are being totally honest, there aren't many people out there who would want to, you know, settle down with someone who weighs so much. You get it? So with such person, even though she claims she loves the husband, I find it a little questionable.
She's lying. Because seriously, it's just maybe she's still in because she has maybe some financial gains that she's still wanting. Because seriously, you can't tell me you weigh 300 pounds and you are still with your husband. So that means that it's your husband who is still adding more weight to your 300 pounds. Because if your husband doesn't like how you look, he will have maybe like prone you to like act or do something quickly about your weight or something. But for him, he likes it, and he knows that he has played your mind and everything. So whatever you do, he will be the one only there for you. Because when you just walk out, you won't get anyone. And that's something that I think most women, or let me say, even most people, sometimes it's mostly with the women, but mostly people in general who are like, let me say, chubby and all that, who are overweight.
Yeah.
I think they have that mindset. And I think even if you have that mindset, you should go out. There are lots of people who will even want make sure that you lose that fat. Because I was just last week, I was just watching a series on YouTube, and about a girl, a Nigerian girl, like it's just like a vlog or something. And she's like, oh, she was dating this guy, and like the guy had a bad eating habit. So when she left the relationship, it was very hard for her. So God knowingly, she met someone, and that guy was a gym instructor or something. And she didn't even know that they have even fallen in love with each other. But it's out of that, let me say, that love and that necessity for her to find someone. And let me say, and in doing so, she found that person. That person made her lose. She was, I think, 100 kg or something. She now weighs like 60. And seriously, it's an even plus for the man, because I think the man was saying, oh, he's very, very, very even shocked that even she didn't know there was something that blossoms underneath all that fat and all that thing. But yeah. So for that lady that you are seeing her stuff, Delilah, I think that lady there, she's just writing something. She's just writing something on Twitter just to just to let people like read and just talk about it. Because now, you continue.
Yeah, good. Okay, so when what I've also come to realize is the society, the society now is it encourages bad behavior.
Yeah.
So, the possibility of someone weighing over 300 pounds being obese is like 90. You get it. However, now if you tell someone that you are overweight and you need to do something about it, you will be called fatphobic.
Yeah, true.
You get it. So now people are unable to tell people the candid truth. You get it. So for instance, for me, I don't troll people. Even on social media, I don't like the whole idea and concept of trolling people. But when you go on Twitter, it's very common. People troll people left and right. I don't think I have ever trolled anyone on Twitter.
Nah.
But then last week, I don't know if it's last week or last 2 weeks. I don't know if you know this lady, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
She posted a picture, and then this guy retweeted, quoted the picture, and retweeted it with him. and then she what she did was she went into the guy's gallery and the guy's pictures media, and then took a picture of the guy and the guy's family,
yeah,
the guy's mother himself, and I think his auntie or something, and then came to write that it's mostly guys with mothers who are fat it's mostly guys with mothers who are fat who, you know, usually like comment or, you know, try to throw fat people. And I found it really disrespectful, because if you are having a banter with someone, I would prefer you to, you know, just handle him alone, you know, deal with him alone. I don't know why you should bring in his mother. So I intend also wrote that, well, I can see the guy's mothership, but then I can't see his. And for me, initially, I felt bad, because I was like, whoa, like, yo, this is like way out of the line. Like, why should you be? Because yes, I'm certain she's aware that she's, you know, she's fat. But then me saying it would make her feel bad. But then in turn, I was like, you know what? Scratch that. What I said was the truth. If you know Lizzo, you know, come on, not to disrespect her or to fat shame her, but then she's shapeless.
Oh, yeah.
And looking at her weight, she's most likely obese. And, if she's not told the truth, what happens is, because listen, I had a friend, and whenever I am talking to these people, I use her as reference, and she was a very good friend of mine, Lydia. And even the funny thing, when she died, I didn't even know. I had to, you know, I found out from a friend. Saying, you know, she was huge, and the funny thing is, no one could tell her, because whenever anyone said anything about it, she got angry.
Yeah.
What happened was, because she was obese, and she had high level of, her sugar level was so high, she felt sick. Her legs were amputated, and that was the last time I heard of her. The last time I heard of her was when her legs were amputated, and then later when I was speaking to a friend and I asked her friend, and she was like, "Oh, she had passed away." I was like, "Yo, listen, you see, if something had been done about her weight, you know, she could have at least done something about it. You get it? But then because we're all scared, because we couldn't say it, you know, it just had to happen. And, you know, it goes on to, you know, just people living, and people are living in their own fantasy. People want to believe whatever they want to believe. And yes. So there are people who are living in relationships. They are very sad. No, they know. It's not like they don't know. They know, you know what, this relationship isn't leading anywhere. They know this relationship, you know, they are playing themselves. But because of what they are gaining from it, and because they don't want to face the reality, they live in it, and then later it leads to heartbreaks. You know, it's sad.
And I think people are so scared. They are so scared, so scared, so scared. And
it's very true.
They are so scared, and even experiencing, like, and even in some of them, they know that they are in like a stupid relationship, and it has gotten more toxic. They just want to make sure, like, they are able to quench that toxicity of that relationship, and so that they can just maintain. Because for me, sometimes when mostly my friends, let me say my friends, some of them, I see them with their boyfriends or their girlfriends. Seriously, the thing is not working. It's not working. But I think, but sometimes they are just using like pragmatic force just to make sure it works and all that. Like, how can you people just be dating for 2 years, and the whole of, let's just take a week, no one will call each other. The only time the other person will call each other is when maybe they want money or they want sex. And even what even makes me to be even so, like, sometimes angry, and seriously, both of them, they keep score. You know what I mean? So they keep score, like, when one does something, or when one forgets to do something, they keep it, or like they mark it down, and I'm like, what?
So, you know, what I've come to realize is, and I think it's something I also have. I feel sometimes I categorize as a bad habit. I feel people have this habit of finding very hard to start all over. Embrace new beginning. I in person also I have that. I find it very hard to move on or to start something afresh. And it's actually the reason why a lot of people stay in some of these quote unquote stupid relationships. Because in as much as they are aware that, you know what, this thing isn't working, somehow they have this belief that they can salvage whatever that is remaining. So they feel, you know what, it's okay. I know things have gotten worse, but let's see if we can, you know, still work it out. Which is unfortunate. And you know, I have struggled with it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it took so much for me to work on it. So for me, what I started doing was, if I'm tired of a relationship, it could be any form of relationship. It could be friendship or anything. And I feel, you know what, it's not working, or it has become toxic, or it has become one-sided. What I do is I delete your number. So as, because sometimes, you know, you're not talking to the person, however, but then you see the person's post or the person's status, and you're tempted to, you know, to reach out to the person. So what I do is I just lose your number. I delete it. So now I know you're not in my contact list, and it has really helped me. It really has. My advice to people who are in such situation is, you know, you have to take a step. You have to do something.
Yes.
You have to find a way out. If not, so you'll be moving in circles.
Mm-hmm.
You just moving in circles. You know the thing is not working, but you come back to the same point. You move around, you come back to the same point. You know. So yeah, people, you know, if for people who are in those situations, find a way out. That's all I can say. You have to find a way out for yourself, and you need to realize that. What you need to realize is. What you're doing isn't for the other. It's not for the relationship or for the other, you know, partner. It's for yourself. For yourself, your dignity, and for your mental health. Cause mm-hmm. yo, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing.
Yeah. I think one thing they try to forget is the mental health thing, cause most people think they are doing it to please the other person, but not knowingly the kind of toxic that is emanating from that relationship thing is making their mental health go spiral. So for me, relationship topics is sometimes a no-go area for me, but sometimes I just want to like talk, but sometimes it's just like you just talking, people are already in it and they are not going to just leave. I think maybe our listeners who are going to even listen to, I think even if five are in it, only two or maybe rethink and go out, the rest they'll be in.
You know, for people, a lot of people, when they hear people talk about this, what they say is, well, it's very easy for you to see. Easy for us to see, but then sometimes you just have to face reality. You know, these things sometimes are, they're more like our demons, and you know, if you be able to conquer your demon, then you have to face a square on.
Yes.
So it's not an easy thing, but then it's very necessary.
Very necessary.
You should do it. Because what happens is, in the long run, you lose respect, and you know the other partner loses respect for you. Because you know, a lot of times they are very much aware of their behavior and everything they are doing. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
So if continuously you tolerate and overlook all that they are doing, they will lose respect for you, because they will be like, yo, listen, I know I've been messing up. I know I do see things, but why does this person, you know, keep tolerating me and you know coming back to me? They will lose all forms of respect and even affection for you.
Yes.
And that's why some of you are in these kind of relationships. You are very much aware that your partner doesn't like you anymore.
Hmm.
Or doesn't love you anymore, but then you're still in it. And the reason it says is because, well, they realize that whatever they do, you still stick with them.
Yeah.
Or stick by them. And you know, that's, yo, you need to, you know, find your way out.
Please find your way out. Get out as soon as possible. There are lots of women, guys around who are single. There are about 7 billion people on this planet. You will get your choice. You will get your type. Just explore. I think for me, the exploring thing has become difficult for the women. Yeah, so it's become very difficult for them. Because one of a friend told me, she thinks exploring, if someone says explore, that means that for her, what comes to her mind is explore, go out, go to club or something, be with a guy, just fuck for the night, and then you go to another person. And I'm like, hey, seriously? Seriously, is that what explore means to you? And I was like, no. Even the first part, okay, just go out, have fun, but don't let it lead to the bed. No. Yeah, you meet people, you mingle. Yeah, exactly.
You know, for me, I've realized that it's easier for women to have multiple relationships than men.
Really.
I'm telling you, because listen, in the world in general, you know, men are labeled the providers. So
yeah.
imagine being in about three or more relationships. You would have to provide for. If you are trying to be responsible, let me just say it that way. If you are trying to be responsible, then you would have to provide for all your partners.
Yeah,
you get it. You have. If you want to get flowers for them, you'd have to get flowers for almost all of them, and that comes at extra cost. You get it. But then the woman, on the other hand, come on. How many women in this modern world? How many women spend on their partners? They're all looking for you to spend on them. You get it. So it's harder for men to be in multiple relationships than women. You get it. That's in my opinion. This is solely my opinion. I feel it's harder for men to be, or it's more expensive for men to be in multiple relationships than women.
Yeah.
Because if you are getting flowers. If you're getting flowers, if you're getting things for your partners, that's a lot of money. It takes a lot of money. And that's why, for me, I find it strange when I see some women in relationships that aren't working. Because at the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, listen, if you're serious, that your chances of getting into a new relationship when you leave your current one, it's so high. So why waste your time in something you know isn't working? You get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, just as you said, why waste your time? To our listeners out there, please, when you're in a stupid relationship, sorry for the stupid, but when you're in a stupid relationship, please opt out. If anything that we said, away. Okay, run away, helter, run away, helter, skelter, run away out of it. So, Delali, will you do as the owner and just close the show for us? Let's just end this topic.
So, yo, what do I even have to say? You know, listen, I really have to work on this thing. this signing out thing. So, yo, it has been your host and your co-host, Kedo and Delali. It's a pleasure coming your way. No, yeah, with yet another podcast, we look forward to, you know, bringing you more thought-provoking and also insightful topics. The aim is always to help you, our listeners. That, you know, that's always the aim, and it's always a pleasure that, you know, we find time to, you know, to bring you these topics and also to, you know, to discuss, you know, things that affect almost everyone. So until then, we'll meet you next time. Ked, am I doing well?
Yeah, you are doing well. Perfectly. We'll catch you guys on, let's say, midweek. Yeah, we'll be bringing you the movie review of the hit show, the hit series, Black Sister. So we'll be doing a review. Yeah, so you guys should just check it out and just wait for us. Subscribe. We'll just be with you guys. So don't worry. Have a nice week. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.